previously Uncoupled with Chaos, a personal podcast right now.
Yeah, I've already spent over $1,000 in 10 weeks on physical therapy.
Huh?
I mean, my regular sessions are $60 twice a week. So 10 weeks, $120
a week. What's the point of having insurance?
And now I'm going to have to pay separately for the dry needling.
I mean, this is
real. Then they're telling me I should have laser therapy, deep tissue laser therapy to help with the inflammation. And that's another like $50.
I can do that.
For like 7 minutes.
I can definitely do that.
I'm Kelly.
And I'm Steve.
And this is Coupled with Chaos.
I think I've lost my love affair with Aldi.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you didn't send me, right? So what happens is there's a list. We got a lot of stuff going on and go, okay, I can handle it, right? I got it. So, but every single time I go there, when I try to go in the door, there's just a stockpile of people at all of the fruit and vegetables, and they completely clog the aisle.
Stand in the way.
They're just standing there. It's true. It's like a NASCAR event and...
Yeah. They don't pull to the side. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, and they all just sit there. And then somebody else comes in. It's literally a traffic jam of people.
Yeah, it only happens at ours. I think it must be the people in our end of Fort Worth or something.
Well, they're just oblivious to all things.
Yeah. Yeah, because I've been to kind of like how they drive.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've been to other Aldis. Like, I go to that one. I usually go to the one in Duncanville when I'm in my normal routine with my shoulder. And, I don't have any trouble there at all.
Hmm.
Piece of cake. Lines are easy. It's well stocked. They're nice.
Well, it's fine. I can't even get in the door.
People aren't in the way.
I mean, this time I couldn't even get through the door.
I guess it's because you go after work and everybody goes after work.
Well, it turns out I went on a Wednesday and that is,
that's the
read.
Day. Yeah. Yeah, so, they get their truck in on Tuesday night, and their ad begins on Wednesday. So they have to get everything on the shelves for the Wednesday ad. And so they start on Tuesday, and it's supposed to be ready on Wednesday, so that when somebody goes to get something in the ad, when they open, it's there. So they start stocking that stuff on Tuesday when the truck comes in. And so, yes, it can be a mess.
So no more Wednesday trips for me to Aldi. But I won't remember that it's Wednesday.
Although if you need something specific, Wednesday's the best day to go because they just restocked. Whereas the later in the week you go, like the weekend, is ridiculous. You're not getting bread. You're not getting half the stuff on your list because it's already sold out for the week.
You never go in there with a cart, right?
Yeah, I don't use a cart.
So that would be the difference.
Except for now. Because I can't carry a bag on my shoulder now. Normally I would use a shopping bag, but I can't now. So
I feel like I'm pressuring the checkout person if I don't have a cart. And I'm slowing things down.
I dump it out on the conveyor belt, and I stand at the end with my bag open so they have to drop it in my bag. Mm. And then it saves all of us time. And I swipe my credit card before they even get going. And that way, as soon as they drop it all in my bag, I'm paid and I'm out.
I wish they love it.
Sometimes they thank me.
The soup Nazi, and they just rush people through and they go, you know what? You're taking too long. Out is what I'd like them to say. Because you see when somebody really just is not in the process.
Yes. Somebody wants to write a check don't have as much money as they thought they had.
Well, I mean, that's still fine.
It's in a compartment they didn't know.
Those are legitimate.
Realistic. Or their card is declined and they're digging for another card.
None of those things bother me because those are one-off things, right? You don't really...
I don't know. It happens a lot.
But you still don't... I mean, those things happen to people. Those are... Yes. It's when somebody stands there and then pulls the stuff out of their cart while they're ringing it up and they're not getting their payment ready.
Uh-huh.
And you know, like, everybody in line knows, what's this person doing? Do they not know or don't they care?
Right.
Because the line gets long pretty fast, and there's like two people working. One person's stocking, the other person's ringing people up.
Right.
I mean, it goes quickly if you're on board.
They don't get disrupted, and that's why they can have two employees, because They also do not answer phones. Their number is not published. You cannot call the store.
Well, you need
and
to call
it's
them.
So that it's so that they don't get interrupted because there's only one or two people there at a time.
They should just speak German when they pick it up and go, yeah, that's it. So that'll be fine. You can only do that. Is it better than self-checkout, though?
Sometimes. It depends.
I was at...
when I'm behind somebody with a big cart full of stuff.
Well, you don't get
behind. And you go, oh my gosh, what are you buying for? A church function or something? Then, you know, that's annoying. Like, they got cases of stuff.
Yeah, but sometimes they don't even have... Like, I've noticed one of the... Because I went around to every Walmart in, like, the DFW area trying to get 24-inch monitors for the new office I'm setting up. Uh-huh. And so when you're in it... You really look and went, because if I'm buying something electronic, I figure there's some kind of code or something. You got to scan it and it's going
to. What it is, at Walmart, if you buy any electronic item, the register is going to prompt someone to ask you if you want to buy a warranty.
It does it on the screen. So on the two I went to the regular checkout and I figured there was going to be something like a, you know, a chip or something that was going to have to be decoded for me to go out the door. But the third one, or the last one I went to, the fourth one, had that little thing on it with a band around it that had to be undone. But at that one, there were no person checkouts. It was all check yourself out, the one in Arlington.
Oh, wow. Well, that's interesting because I just read an article that said that Walmart has decided to phase out all self-checkouts
stores. No, that was one store. It was a one store article.
I thought they were starting it at one store and it was going to be all of them. I'm like, that doesn't make sense because they just put them in.
I doubt it. You know,
they just redid them all.
Although when I left with the monitors each place, I did get stopped for somebody to look at the receipt. But normally, I think normally I don't. And, you know, I found out how guilty because I could be walking with somebody and if I'm walking. And I don't know if you don't know it because we're this is not a video podcast, but I'm about as white as possible, right?
No, you're
whiter. That's right. You're whiter.
Yes, I'm from England, so I didn't get much paler. I got freckles even.
Yeah, you're the whitest.
Yeah.
But so I can be there walking, and like a minority gets checked for their receipt at the door, and then they just tell me to go through.
Really? That's messed up.
You know, I think probably I would notice it and maybe the person next to me who got checked. But I don't know if it's that or not.
Well, if you have anything outside of a bag, like if an item's too big to put in a bag or you have a case of soda and you didn't put it in a bag or you have a six pack and it's, you know, split over the rail or whatever, not in a bag, they always stop you.
So they have rules.
They have rules, and you have to know the rules if you don't want to get stopped at the door.
Maybe being white is one of the
I don't know. I hope not.
I don't think so.
I really hope
but
not. I've been stopped, so
I
doubt it, but I know
what
the rules.
Is I offer it. I just assume everybody wants the receipt. What I didn't know is that when you do like a BJ's Club or a Costco or Sam's, part of their contract is that you agree to a receipt check. So you have to do
it. Right. Well, guess what?
You don't have to do it at Walmart.
I had an interesting conversation with someone who was unaware of the Scan and Go app at Sam's Club.
Mm-hmm.
So I enjoyed explaining to them about Scan and Go and how you just shop and walk yourself out and you only get stopped at the door to check your receipt like everybody else. They just scan the code, the QR code that comes up on your phone. And then they check three items randomly, just like they do with a regular receipt. However, you probably haven't been in a while because I'm back to doing the shopping.
It's the one thing that panics me.
And they have changed things. They've built these arches, and I know what they're for because I keep up on news stories about stores. And basically, very soon, maybe even the 1st of May, they are going to eliminate the stopping at the door to have your receipt checked. And instead, you push your cart through this archway, this double archway they built, and it digitally scans everything in your cart. and matches it to like the checkouts that just happened.
But couldn't you put something big over small?
No, it gets everything. In fact, they already have it that you can check out that way. Mm-hmm. If you don't want to use Scan and Go and you don't want to self-checkout or go to a regular register, you can walk through one of these things. There's one where you just push your cart through. It scans everything in your cart and rings it up for you. You just keep walking. Stop or anything. So they have one of those also. You probably didn't know that's what that was. It's down on the end.
I haven't been
past
there,
the registers.
Thankfully.
Near like the toothpaste and stuff.
We've talked about. I had literally a meltdown.
Yeah.
Inside of Sam's.
Yeah,
this
so that'll be cool.
Maybe 6 months ago. You know, I'm trying to. You know, I get my list from you, and sometimes I have a hard time remembering where something's.
Well, you don't
at.
Have to do it anymore because I'm doing it.
Well,
all
I
now.
Mean, it still happens, right? But you know, it was that time where I couldn't get down an aisle. It was the same thing with people. Just you know, they just stop sideways and then block.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I was literally trapped in an aisle. I couldn't go one way. I couldn't go the other. And I was just panicked. And it's just people. So
I would have to say that if I didn't have Scan and Go app from Sam's, I probably would consider seriously not having any club memberships at all.
Mm.
Because I hate the lines that much. I detest the lines at Costco. They do not have an app.
Mm.
And the only saving grace there is that they have these, they call it self-checkout,
yeah,
but it's assisted
there.
Checkout. And you can get in line and go through pretty fast because they usually have four of them open when they're busy. And somebody calls you over, they scan your stuff and hand you a receipt. You pay. So,
but I scan it in Arlington. I scan it.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah,
they're assisted here. So there's a person and they actually check you out and you pay. There just isn't a conveyor belt. They're like quick checkouts for, you know, 10 or fewer items.
Are we for this, against this? Is this
for what?
An AI, people not working, taking jobs away? Is this a thing that we're concerned about or?
I am happy to save time. Mm-hmm. If it saves me time, I'm all for it.
Well, Walmart
there's plenty
would be
of
fine
jobs out there for somebody who wants to work.
Here's the issue, right? And everybody knows it. They just don't have enough registers open.
Yes.
I mean,
that's always been
the problem.
And the only relief from that is the self-checkout. And thank goodness our Walmart redid their self-checkouts again and made more of them. With separate lines instead of a bank of them with one line. Thank goodness they did that because you have a shot at getting in a short line and going right to a register and being out of there. And the other thing, Walmart, even though it's the same company as Sam's Club, they do not work the same way. So if you're a Walmart Plus member, you can use Scan and Go at Walmart. But it works differently.
Mm.
You scan all your stuff. You say you're ready to check out, but you have to get in line for a self-checkout register. And when you go to the self-checkout register, you tap on the app that you're ready to pay, and there's a QR code that sits on the screen of the register for Scan and Go customers. And you hold your phone up to it and scan that QR code, and it sends your whole transaction to that register with all the stuff you've already rung up. Yes.
Why do I not know this?
You may not know that, but you can. I use it.
You've been hiding this from
me? So that way you don't have to scan your stuff when you get to the register. You can scan it as you put it in the cart. You can see the prices. And in fact, you actually save more money because Walmart Plus customers get special discounts that are like digital coupons. So you can buy the same stuff in the store and pay more because you don't get any discounts. But if you do the Scan and Go, it'll say you can get 75 cents of, you know, quick cash for this. And it gives you a credit, like a Walmart gift card credit in the app. So the next time you shop, it takes it off. So that's cool. So you can save, you know, significant amounts, like $1.50 on one item, especially if it's a new item and they want you to try it.
Mm.
So you tap the coupon box, and then when you go to the register, it sends your whole transaction to the register with all your discounts. You can even pay on your phone.
You seem awfully excited about this.
Yeah, once it gets your transaction, you can pay right on your phone with the payment source you have saved in your Walmart app for like your grocery orders and stuff. And so ours is in there, and then you don't even need to have your wallet. And that has saved me before, because I've been there to run and get something after I've been to the bin store and grabbed my purse, not realizing I'd left my wallet in my little waist pouch that I wear to the bin store, and I didn't have any credit cards with me. So I was able to do scan and go and check out in the app and pay that way. So it kept me from having to go home and get my wallet. Yeah. When you open the Walmart app in a store, it has store mode. So you just tap that. It says, do you want store mode? Because it detects you're out of store.
You send me for stuff. Like, what did you send me for? Some beans. What was it last week?
Pinto beans.
Yeah. So you sent me
cans
for
of pinto
beans, right? You sent
me for
pinto
beans. Yeah, and you
didn't
know where to find it.
Well, here's the deal. Walmart has a bean aisle. An aisle.
But it's for dry beans,
and
not canned beans.
It says beans.
Yeah.
So if you're going to have a bean aisle, it beans, right? You got
to canned beans vegetables.
No. If you're going to have a bean, there isn't a whole aisle of beans. There were canned beans in there.
I agree. It should have all beans together, but it doesn't.
Right. It would be like
and
having
I also
a checkout,
learned it the hard
right?
way.
In the soda aisle. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know the checkouts are here, but we're going to check out here in the soda aisle just because we're just going to randomly put stuff in places. But beans should be in the bean aisle. This is just basic humanity.
Yeah, and it doesn't say canned beans where they
literally
are. It says canned vegetables.
I'm walking up and down the aisle with my hands in the air. Why would I look anywhere else for beans than the aisle that says beans?
Yeah, I experienced that also and learned the hard way. But yes, when you go in a store and you open the app, it says, do you want store mode? You say yes. Then it's for that store. It has all the aisles for that store. So if you search for an item, it'll tell you what aisle it's on.
I want it to like beep or a red light and go beep, 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 beep. Like I'm getting closer.
You're getting closer.
Yes, this is what I want. Hot, hot, cold, 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 colder, colder, hotter, hotter, warm, warm, warm. Ding, 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 ding. This is what I need.
Yeah.
Because there's no way I'm going to ask somebody, because you know they don't know. Other than the one person who put it there.
If you decide to use Scan and Go as a Walmart Plus customer and you pay on your phone, all you do then is bag your stuff and then you leave. So if you bring your own bags in, you can bag it as you're shopping and scanning. And you're already bagged when you get to the register.
Right. And because I'm white, I can just walk right through.
Well, what happens is for your receipt, it is a digital receipt that's like a barcode that pops up on your phone. And so if they ask you for your receipt when you get to the door, you just show them that and then you're out.
I read, and even the same article that you saw, that you're not required to stop at Walmart. They can detain you if they feel like you have stolen something. But it is not a requirement to stop. You don't have to stop. You can just walk right through.
At Christmas, they stop everybody.
But you don't have to. The reason why you do at the others is it's a part of the agreement that you had already signed. Mm. But you don't have to stop there. So this is what I would like to start. I would like to start a movement of nobody stopping. If I don't have to stop at Walmart checkout, right, or at the door, nobody should have to stop.
Well, like I said, it's if you have something that's not bagged. If you have something that's just in a box or whatever, it didn't fit in a bag, or you didn't bag it. Yeah, they will stop you, though.
You don't have to stop. What are they going to do? What?
Well, I mean, they could detain you.
Is Cletus? Yeah.
Until they check.
Would Cletus or whoever it is, right?
You don't have any, repercussion if they stop you and check your stuff and detain you and they're wrong. They just go, oh, okay, sorry, have a good day. There's nothing you can do about that.
I'm not stopping. Right. At this point, not that anybody stops me. They did stop me for the monitors. I was, leaving one store with three monitors.
Yeah.
So they did. But they weren't in bags. I didn't think you needed to put them in bags.
Right.
I was a little nervous about the parking lot at like 5:30 in the morning with some, you know, a cart full of monitors.
Uh-huh.
I thought I'd be selling them or something. Hey, look, I got a deal. I'm going to get rid of these
things. I've seen stuff like that in a cart in the parking lot before.
Well, you know.
I saw the other day, I think it was.
Color TVs.
I think it was like a car seat for a kid in a box at like Sam's Club, sitting in the car. I was like, man, something's going to be real mad. Those things are expensive.
Forgot to put it in there.
Forgot to put it in the car. Mm-hmm. Whoops. Mm-hmm.
So we are going to talk more about old people buying stuff. And you know, that's what it seems like. We just talk about old people stuff. Get off my lawn.
It's because we're old.
Get off my lawn. Uh-huh. We don't go out with a shotgun, though.
No, we do not do that.
We will talk. I think, I don't know.
That's a prelude to
Accused, Guilty, or Innocent. Innocent. If you haven't seen this week's or this past week's Accused, Guilty, or Innocent, kind of watch it. You know,
guilty!
You know,
I said guilty when it started.
Don't do anything. I mean, don't spoil.
I'm not
going
to say how it ends. I'm just saying I said, I immediately thought this dude was guilty.
Here's what I want to say. For those of you who have not been to Texas and you watch this Accused, Guilty, or Innocent, this is Texas.
Yep.
Your first
100%
10 minutes into the show, this is what Texas is like. This is why home invasions in Texas don't happen.
Right.
This is exactly
because
why.
Because everybody's got a gun and they are not afraid to use it.
No, they are not. So,
especially old people. I find on the Nextdoor app, everybody's answer to everything with somebody in their yard or stopping in front of their house for too long or whatever is, well, if they step foot on my lawn, I'm going to shoot them. And I can. I have the right. I'm like, what the heck?
I mean, it's not funny.
These are old people.
Yeah, I get it. So
everybody wants to shoot somebody.
We do cover Accused, Guilty, or Innocent. That is a subscription show that we have. So,
but they do let their dog pee and poop in my yard.
That's okay.
Apparently,
when we're not shooting the dogs, but sometimes maybe somebody gets grazed with something, you know. So we will talk about that a little later. More stuff coming. Stick around.
Thank you for listening.
You can listen to the rest of this episode
by subscribing to our Coupled with Chaos channel on Apple,
by subscribing to our Patreon,
or by subscribing to our Supercast
for $3.99 a month,
where you can hear us talk about reality shows,
real life, and more on our podcasts,
covering shows airing on TLC, A&E, Bravo, and the WE Network.
Just follow the instructions in the show notes,
tell your friends about this podcast,
and rate and review us on your favorite podcast player.
Follow us at Coupled with Chaos on all the socials,
or contact us directly by email at coupledwithchaos@gmail.com.